From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block. The roster for next week's Mideast Peace Conference in Annapolis, Maryland, is taking shape. Saudi Arabia is sending its foreign minister, Saud Al-Faisal, and it appears that Syria will attend. Today it announced that the Golan Heights would be on the agenda. That was a condition for their involvement. Arab League countries have been meeting in Cairo to talk strategy before the summit. But as NPR's Peter Kenyon reports, there is widespread pessimism in the Arab world that anything productive will be accomplished.
Speaking in Cairo, the Saudi foreign minister said the kingdom joined the consensus of Arab League states to go to Annapolis, but he added that he would not take part in theatrics, such as handshakes and empty meetings. Getting Arab nations to Annapolis, especially some of those that do not have relations with Israel, has been a priority for the Bush administration. Speaking to reporters Wednesday, Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice underscored the importance of Arab participation.
The other piece that I think is extremely important is that this time we've tried to have Arab engagement and involvement all along the way. Yes, Prime Minister Olmert was on the phone with me yesterday, and he was on the phone with the President this morning, but he was in Egypt yesterday. And that's important because the Arabs are going to need to support this process and support it fully.
Ever since the conference was announced in mid-July, Arab diplomats and officials have complained about what they saw as a severe lack of preliminary groundwork and an agenda they found too limited to produce significant results. Cairo analyst Mustafa Kamal Sayed says he hopes the conference will lead to real progress next year, but if it were up to him, he would have advised Arab leaders to skip this event.
My personal view is that Arab government should not go to this meeting. And in fact, the position of the Palestinians would be much stronger if Arab governments do not go. But if the Arabs go to this meeting and it is expected that, you know, nothing will come out of it, then I think this would be a big embarrassment for everybody.
Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert has already said that in his view, the Annapolis meeting cannot fail because simply holding such a gathering represents a success. Olmert's critics, both Israeli and Arab, contend he's more interested in salvaging his political career than in making the painful concessions his predecessor Ariel Sharon used to speak of. Olmert is besieged by political rivals and by corruption allegations. On Sunday, Israeli police may announce whether they'll proceed toward an indictment in one case. Sayed agrees with those who say both Olmert and Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas are going to Annapolis handcuffed by internal problems.
Definitely the position of Ehud Olmert is not very powerful. On the other hand, the Palestinians are quite divided, and Mahmoud Abbas has been warned not to accept any concessions when he goes to this conference.
A number of Arab and Western observers feel that the only way forward in the current circumstances is for the United States to step in with serious proposals of its own to bridge the gap on the major final status issues: land for peace, the status of Jerusalem, and the fate of Palestinian refugees. Jordanian analyst Labib Kamhawi doesn't believe the Bush administration has any intention of doing that, especially in 2008, with an American presidential election in full rhetorical swing.
The prospects are almost non-existent, and I believe it is not wise on the part of Arabs to try and salvage an administration that has been hostile to the Arabs and to the Muslims and to the region itself. What has been achieved so far at the hands of this administration on issues that matter for this part of the world is zero. It's even negative. I think the Americans also, they want to treat the Annapolis conference as an exercise in PR and the damage control exercise for American reputation and image in the region more than achieving anything tangible.
Officially, Arab leaders are offering somewhat more positive comments in the run-up to Annapolis. Egyptian Foreign Minister Ahmed Abu Ghait, for instance, said every step by Israel will be met by a step from Arab states. But for now, the view from the Arab world seems to be that the only way to avoid disappointment at Annapolis is to arrive with very low expectations indeed. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Jerusalem.